From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA is looking to purchase dehydrated potatoes for use in the National School Lunch Program and other federal food and nutrition assistance programs. PotatoCountry.com reports those accepted will be announced by midnight June 6th and delivered sometime between July 1st and September 30th. This solicitation is for 50,000 cases of one-pound packages boxed 12 to a case. It's official. The U.S. and Japan have agreed on new terms that eliminate Japan's long-standing restrictions on U.S. beef exports, paving the way for expanded sales to our top global beef market. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue recently met with Japanese officials and affirmed the importance of science-based trade rules. According to AgriMarketing.com, the new terms, which take effect immediately, allow U.S. products from all cattle, regardless of age, to enter Japan for the first time since 2003. The USDA estimates this expanded access could increase U.S. beef and beef product exports to Japan by up to $200 million annually. Within weeks, the USDA will begin testing sick and dead pigs for a hog virus that's killed herds across Asia in an effort to minimize the impact if the disease enters the U.S. Increased testing aims to help U.S. officials detect cases of African swine fever quickly so they can contain the disease. African swine fever kills almost all pigs infected. Though it is not harmful to people, there is no vaccine or cure. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.